Chivak never stopped dancing. When the missionaries came, the villagers buried their drums and later unearthed them to continue their dance tradition. This year's Chamay Living Treasure, Joe Iagarok Jr. of Chivak, inherited that tradition. In the 1980s, he brought it to Gwithuk, where it's continued ever since. This year, Iagarok met his legacy on the Chamay stage. How do you feel?
Nervous. I'm Olga Rodrigo. I'm from Gwithuk, and this is my first year teaching Yurak.
I'm talking to Olga backstage at Chamay.
Yurakaka ma umiyaka chamgumiyak su tuktawam dauna yuram kanamcha atulkhai pak yurasput umiyak umiyak pknaku chalka.
Olga learned dancing from Joe Iagarok Jr. She was a senior in high school in 1985 when he came to Gwithuk as a teacher and brought Yuak back to the village.
Since the dance has started, it hasn't stopped. The dancers that I have today are the children of the ones who danced for him.
Like Gwithuk senior Tiger Lee, whose mom also learned to dance from Joe Iagarok.
I'm really happy to see him here and finally meet him.
You seem like you really like dancing. What do you like about it? How does it make you feel?
When you have emotions that you want to take care of, anger, sadness, regret, or something like that, it's a good way to cope with anything that you're going through.
Gwithuk group, this is Joe Iagarok. He's the one that started the Yurak.
The students are going up and shaking Joe's hand, some giving him hugs. Wow. One of those students is Tiger Lee.
Oh, thank you for bringing us up to my village.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here without you.
Joe, how did you learn to dance?
My generation caught the last lake of Dakajigik, men's bathhouse, where our dads used to take us to that men's bathhouse, and that's where we learned native dancing.
Joe is 68 years old. His father created many Yuak songs. When the older men would go seal hunting, Joe led the younger boys who stayed behind and dance. From the beginning, Yuak was essential to him. So when Joe and his wife moved to Gwithuk as teachers, he took dancing with him. Gwithuk had not seen dancing in generations. He found that he couldn't teach them the traditional way by just showing them the moves.
The way I taught them was I break the body plane into a different planes and where those motions would be. And that's how I taught them, and they picked it up real quick.
A Chamay coordinator then comes backstage and gives the Gwithuk dancers some news. Another dance group wasn't able to make it. Gwithuk will have to go on stage early. During their final song, a song that Joe composed, the dancers get a surprise. That moment when everyone just got louder, that's because Joe took the stage with them. He's now drumming and singing. Joe bangs his own drum. He wears fur mukluks and a cream-colored gusbuck trimmed in gold. The spotlights glint off his glasses, and his voice carries loud and strong. The dancers' movements become bigger. Knees bend deeper, arms reach further. Everything becomes more than it was. At Chamay in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.